Do you blame other people for your failures?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Years ago, Dr. Carl Menninger wrote the book, Whatever Became of Sin? He said, while the word sin has almost disappeared from our vocabulary, guilt still exists. Some writers downplay sin by calling them mistakes. Others dismiss sin by shifting blame from the individual to society. Still others create their own lists of sins and think they can decide what is right or wrong. On the other hand, God puts everyone on trial and declares us all guilty. Guilty because of our connection with Adam, the federal head of the human race, and guilty because we daily break God's laws in our hearts. We are sinners not only because we commit sinful acts, but also because our motives behind our deeds are sinful. The Apostle Paul in Romans 3 gives us God's declaration about sin. He quoted God's word that says, "No one is righteous, not even one. No one is truly wise. No one is seeking God. All have turned away. All have become useless. No one does good. Not a single one. We all fall short of God's glorious standard." The bad news is that every human being stands guilty before God. But the good news is that God has provided a remedy. Through faith in God's Son Jesus, who paid our sin debt, we can receive total forgiveness and eternal life.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com